How to get your ex back. It always happens in the movies. Ex-boyfriends winning back their lady loves, ex-girlfriends always get over the heartache because their dream guy would not have any other woman for a wife. But can it happen in real life? I can attest to you that it can, although not always. If true love is at work, there is nothing impossible. Even the biggest heartache of your life can have an equalizer. So what's the key? True love. True love conquers all. Love claw underscore buttons. How you know it's true love? True love is rooted from the heart. True love is something that you feel genuinely for another person. It happens in between an almost perfect relationship. If the love you feel towards your ex is strong enough, there is nothing broken between you two that could not be fixed. If you feel that you cannot imagine living a life without that other person, there is something there worth fighting for. You have got to remember, however, that love has to be both ways. It should not just be from your end but from the other end as well. How to get your ex back? There is no perfect formula to winning back an ex. There is not even a surefire step-by-step guide that would ensure positive results. But if this is love worth fighting for, as I keep on repeating, you can always try. Here are some tips and tricks to winning back and marrying your ex. Ending up in marriage is always the best happy ever after ending, right? Keep the relationship going. For as long as there is a relationship, a connection, that you can keep, you will always have a chance to win your ex back. Do not end your romantic relations in an awful manner. When breaking up, try much as possible to part ways with respect for each other. So you can at least end up as friends. This is where the size of maturity is measured. Behave properly. Becoming desperate is not at all good, for you and for the relationship. If this is really a relationship that has potential, there is no need to beg. You just sometimes have to give each other enough breathing space to think things through and afterwards, find your way back again to the path that you once shared. Your desperate measures will show your level of maturity and might even cause an irritation from your ex. Do not give your ex a reason to do justice to the recent decision, which is heading to Splitsville with you. Don't play games. Bad mouthing, backbiting, and blackmail will do more harm than good. Leave the field if all you can think about is to do something crazy to get your ex's attention and pressure him/her, even torture emotionally, to get back with you. Also, drop the idea of dating another to make the other party jealous. That's just too childish and foolish and will backfire most of the time. Leave the blubber. Start to act. You know what they say? Actions speak louder than words. You cannot convince your ex you have changed if you only keep talking about it and not acting on it. Instead of staging a drama, make sure that your ex sees it in your actions that the usual threats to the relationship, courtesy of your behavior, are all gone. Show that you are sincerely sorry for what happened in the past. Even if the mistake is both ways, you still have to say sorry for your end and be sincere about it. That way, your ex will also be able to think properly and see what went wrong in his/her end as well. Let go of the past. Instead, deal with the present properly so you can hope for the best future for both of you. If you keep looking back on the past, constantly looking for another way to get back at your ex instead of back with your ex, you could not hope for reconciliation but only an even deeper rift. Use your heart. Sometimes, you just have to let your heart work. Love moves in many mysterious ways, some you cannot even fathom. If this is true love, there is no escaping it. 5 no-nos of getting back with an ex. Getting back with an ex is not as simple as wanting it to happen. There is some kind of work involved to ensure that you will head to the altar together. Don't overanalyze. In the process of trying to point out who is at fault, you can sometimes overdo the process, which brings you back to even age-old fight. Do not rush. Getting back with your ex is something that has to be a process. If the time is not right and the circumstances are not there, getting back will not breed the best results. Don't come without a plan. Miscalculated steps can do more harm than good. Make sure that you say the right things and do the right things from your end. Your dream result will only come to you if the time is right and if it is meant to be. Don't lose hope. If this is the greatest love you have known in this lifetime, you have all the reasons to keep holding on. Your one great love will always find his slash her way back to you if it is meant to be. Don't do this out of anything than love. If it is not love that's pushing you to do everything you can to win your ex back, you might as well just forget about it. Revenge and lust are just two of the wrong reasons to try getting your ex back. There are many other out there. Make sure you examine yourself. Ask why you want this and what you want this for. If it is not love that's driving you, it is probably better to let it drift apart permanently. These are some suggestions on how to get your ex back. But you have got to discover for yourself how it will happen to you and what you can do to make it happen, based on how the relationship went and how you want it to go far. If you need a bulletproof tried and tested system, I highly recommend the M3 system. Click here to go to their official site and reclaim the love you deserve.